This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of August 11th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, Latin American artist. I'm so blessed again. And people ask me, how does this happen? And I said, because I don't do it. God runs this show. I shared that with you, Evan, before we started. But Mr. Evan Egger, God bless you.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Man, God bless you for being on the show.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that you've had me. It's a huge honor. I'm excited to just talk and get to know each other.
Yes, sir. Well, as I always do, the first segment of the show, everybody will want to know, including me, the listeners, the podcast, when it comes out, who's Evan?
Yeah, man. And I mean, it's such a broad question. It's so hard to like hit all the good meaty stuff. But you know, the short version of it is like today I'm a family man, got a wife and two amazing kids, and they're everything to me. And I do Latin, bilingual Christian Latin pop, okay. Which is a mouthful of a genre. And that's what I do. I grew up, you know, I'm half Hispanic. So my mom immigrated from Honduras and my dad is Scottish. So I grew up around my mom's family, just in this big, big Hispanic family. And then we actually moved to Italy, and just kind of were ourselves for a while. But growing up like that, you know, I'm fluent in Spanish, and that culture is so deeply ingrained in my blood. And I was doing the Christian music thing for a long time, and I was being pushed so hard into like, man, this is what the radio is playing right now. This is what you should be writing. And I was going for it. And I actually was full time doing what I would call like the standard CCM sound, you know? And then I just was so frustrated in it. And I ended up with a new manager, and he was the first person, his name is Marcus, and he's a wonderful, wonderful man. He was the first person who was ever like, man, what would you write? Like if it was just from your soul. And it was something that God made you to do. And I turned around and I wrote my first Christian Latin pop kind of vibe song. And I showed it to him, and he was like, could you do more of this? And I was like, dude, it's what I would do. And so we just started going full, both feet in. And I had so many people, you know, being like, hey man, this stuff isn't, it's not what's in, you know? But I feel so strongly that God has called me to be a bridge between North and South America. I want to do it through music. I want to do it through Christian music. So the music is 90% English. You know, it's got that Spanglish thrown in there, but that's my mission, man. I want to sing for Jesus, and I want to do it with the spice and flavor that he built me to have. And so I'm a dad, a husband, and a bilingual Christian Latin pop artist. That's me in a nutshell.
Well, that's cool to hear, because we talked before we got on air about us, we're all Heinz 57s. I mean, we're mixtures of a lot of things. And that's the cool thing about it, because God makes us unique. And already I see God put somebody in your life, got you out of the situation you were in where it was not your comfort zone, and they were trying to make you be something that you weren't, to being what God created you to do. And that's being the unique thumbprint that he put on you. For now, for you to pin that, put it to music, and be able to share it with us. That's a cool story.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's what I believe in for every artist. You know, God makes us all unique, and music really, it comes from the soul. And if it's really coming from your soul, it should be your unique thumbprint. It should reflect the uniqueness that God gave to you, you know. That's the beauty of music, is it really is. You get the look into who someone really is.
Well, amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be back with Evan Egger right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom, Latin American artist Evan Egger. Evan, we talked about kind of how you are where you are right now. And one of the biggest things I took out of that first interview part was I loved how you talked about your family. And before we go to music, because that's just the cream on top of the cake, what is it like to be a godly husband and a godly father?
Man, that is that's a hard walk, I'll tell you. There's so much responsibility to being a Christian father and a Christian husband. And one thing that has been really impressed upon me is, like, you can't rely on the church to make sure that your kids turn out all right. You can't rely on them to make sure your kids are educated in the Bible and all that. And I was very blessed. My dad really, really, really talked with me. And so he was a great example to me about not just believing, but understanding and being rooted in knowledge and faith. Mm-hmm. And I think what it comes down to in terms of being a father, whether you've had a great example in your life or you haven't, is the incredible legacy of that salvation creates. Because whether you're the first to come to Jesus or you come from a long line of Christians, that's a powerful story. A lot of people think they don't have a testimony because they grew up Christian. No, there's a huge testimony there. It's God's faithfulness from generation to next.
Amen.
And we're in charge of making sure that legacy continues. And so for me, you know, we'll sit down, we'll read the Bible, and we'll really talk about, I'm kind of an apologetics nerd. So I really, really love, like, when we're reading something about Jesus, I'll be like, hey, here, by the way, are the prophecies that were fulfilled here. But whether you are or not, being in the Word and making sure that for your kids, that they are actively reading the Word, that you are talking to them about their doubts. My daughter especially is so prone to, in a beautiful way, to questioning things, mm-hmm. you know? And teaching them, hey, if you have questions, ask them. Maybe I don't have the answer, but someone does. Let's ask it. Let's find out together. And walking through them in that way. And in terms of being a godly husband, man, I got no special insight there. You know, I think a lot of it has been just recognizing my wife as my equal partner, and yet leading her at the same time as the head of the house. And I think I've been very blessed through my wife.
Tag team champions.
I think even just me now and then taking a beat to realize how blessed I've been for my wife, I think it always puts me back in perspective and will check my ego and check my demands at the door, because I realize that to have her around is God's one of his greatest blessings in my life. And when I remember that, it enables us to communicate a lot better when I approach her as a blessing, rather than some person who may want different things than I want in the moment, you know?
Yes, sir.
So I don't know. Man, I feel like I went off on a bit of a tangent, but no, I stuck a bit to the fatherhood and husband stuff.
It's good stuff, so. Man. That's good. That's good stuff. It's, somebody that's listening needs to hear that, or it wouldn't have been said. So thank you for opening up and just being open and sharing with us.
Totally.
Well, all right. I'll tell you, we're going to come back and I want to talk about your music.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. We'll be back with Evan Egger right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you are having a great start to your Sunday. And thank you for tuning in to Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. Or if you're on Spotify, thank you for all the comments, all the kind things. You know, all glory goes to the Lord, and all glory goes to the Lord for the special guest we have on this week, Mr. Evan Egger. Evan, we talked about...
So good to be here.
Yes, sir. We've talked about a lot in a short time, and we're going to get to your music. When did you know that you wanted to sing for the Lord?
Man, you know, that's a long story, but I had fallen away from God in my later teenage years. But it was my wife and I, we got married senior year of college, and we wanted to get away from Seattle and look for work. I became an elementary school teacher. And I wanted to get involved with music, and the best way I could think to do it was to get back to church and join their worship team. And I lied to them because they said they needed a bass player, and I lied and I said I could play bass. I could only play guitar, but I was good enough to fake it. But it was during worship practice one day, actually, where I realized that, like, the songs we were singing, I actually meant it. And that was my encounter with Jesus, my real, like, because I knew all about him, but that was when I finally knew him. And I began a really great relationship with him at that point, and kept on playing with the worship team. And I was actually not a great singer at that point, but our worship director kept encouraging me to sing. And then he started putting me up to lead worship. And that was my first journey into actually singing for Jesus, was leading worship. But it was my wife who really pushed me into writing my songs for Jesus and starting that journey of my own music for him. Mm. And she pulled money out of the bank. She wanted to record. You know, she's like, I want you to record music. Go do this thing. So she, and I talked about already what a blessing she is in my life. I tell you, between... like, well, I mean, she is a gift from God. So every great blessing traces right back to God. But man, 70% of them have been through her. Wow. So, but yeah, man, just, you know, when you have an encounter with Jesus and he becomes real to you, there's really not much else that feels worth singing about. I mean, I could sing about just having a good day. I could sing about, you know, I could sing about family and heartbreak, and those things matter. There's stories to tell. But when you know something and when you've encountered something that huge, you need to tell people. And this is the way I can tell people.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be back with Evan Egger right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom, Christian artist Evan Egger. I love this interview. I absolutely love it, man. A godly man, a godly husband, a godly father. I get to sit here and listen to a journey that God has placed you on and has appointed roads in your life. And open doors in your life. Evan, you've been blessed.
I have been, man. And I'm glad we're not doing video, because you got me blushing over here.
No, it's true, man. Every week people probably, I say it all the time, man. I'm blown away. Because you watch the news, everything you hear is bad. But yet every week after week after week, I see God moving. He still moves.
Amen. Absolutely.
And speaking of moving, I love it. You're in Nashville now, or the Nashville area. Did you make that move from Washington to Nashville?
We did. Yeah, man. We sold everything we had and loaded what could fit into a little 5x8 trailer. And my wife and two kids and five pets loaded into this little 4-cylinder car.
My goodness.
And drove cross country to Nashville.
That's cool. All the stories, and I can't wait to come to Nashville because of all the stories and the sacrifice that was made to follow the Lord, to follow his calling. And it's all in Nashville for some reason. I mean, it's not, I always thought it was the country capital of the world, and it's not. It is the Christian music capital of the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Evan.
There are so many stories. Everyone you talk to who's in music here, of like, just like, I gave it all up to chase this thing. God, you know, this is what God gave me. It's cool. That's a cool community.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, Evan, maybe we can pick a song that you would like to be played on the show.
Absolutely. All right. Yes.
All right, we'll do that. I tell you what, when we come back, we'll just let you intro that song, tell us a little bit about it, and we'll stitch it in and play it.
Cool, let's do it.
All right, we'll be back with Evan Egger right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
All right, so we're about to listen to my new single, which just dropped August 9th. It's called Dale Praise. Dale is Spanish. And it's kind of cool because it has two different meanings. Dale literally means give him. So the song's called Give Him Praise. But Dale is also something someone will shout in Spanish when you're trying to like motivate somebody to go to do something. Like if someone's about to shoot a shot in soccer, you'll be like, Dale, Dale, Dale. So it works on both levels in this song, which I love about it because this is a party song. This is a get up and go song. Let's praise God. Kind of song. So let's give it a listen. My name's Evan Egger, and you're about to listen to my new single, Dale Praise.
Ven aquí conmigo. And wherever he calls, we go. He overcame all evil. Who the sun sets free is free, so how could we ever not give everything we got when he gave it all for us? This is what we believe, God over everything, so come on and lift him up. We give our praise, Yahweh, Dale. Nobody saves like God saves. Don't wait for it, to the one, come on, Dale. Where did they get moving? Everything he said.
That's Evan Egler right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Mr. Evan Egger is our guest. I'll just stop and let's just go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, again, I step back and I look at these godly guests, Lord, and again this week, you never cease to amaze me with this gentleman, Evan. God, how you have put your hand on his life. God, how you surrounded him with a godly wife. Lord, I ask you to protect them, to protect that family. Lord, that you will take care of everything behind them and guide them, Lord, on the right path into the right door. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will send guardian angels, Lord, again, the legion of angels to watch after them. And Lord, just to anoint your blessing upon Evan on each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that.
Awesome. Well, Evan, how can they get in touch with you? How can they, I don't like to use the word follow because we want them to follow the one that you follow. How can they find out about you?
Yeah, well, the first and most important thing is spelling my bizarre last name. You can find me on any platform, anywhere. I'm pretty sure I'm the only Evan Eggerer out there. So my name is Evan, E-V-A-N, and the last name is E-G-E. R-E-R. So it's got that kind of symmetry thing going. Egerer, E-G-E-R-E-R. I am on every single platform, and I'm very active. I love engaging with anybody who drops a comment, sends a message. So if they like the single, let me know. That would make my day to hear. Find Evan Egerer on any platform. You'll find me.
Well, awesome. Again, thank you for being a part of the show, and thank you for blessing us, man. That is Evan Egger right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.